Pretend that Justin Trudeau announced there was a disease prevention pill that costs $1 per person annually. Taking the pill would multiply each province's annual healthcare dollars by nearly 20. Wow, that sounds like a dealio. Sadly, there is no such pill. However, tax dollars spent on active transportation have a vast potential to transform healthcare in Canada. Diseases associated with lack of exercise are increasingly prevalent. Many jobs involve 8 or more hours daily in front of a screen. That's a lot of sitting around. By promoting moderate physical activity, cycling infrastructure can contribute major benefits to public health. But by how much? In Holland, they invest close to $1 billion annually on cycling. Dutch people aren't just crazy about bikes. They invest in biking because that investment pays back in massively reduced healthcare demand. A 28-year longitudinal study showed that compared to motorists and public transit users, people who cycled 3 hours per week were 46% less likely to develop heart disease and had a 45% reduced chance of developing cancer. Way smarter people than me did some math, and boom, the economics are staggering. Every dollar the Dutch spend on cycling infrastructure saves around 27 healthcare dollars, adjusted for Canadian currency. This massive reduction in healthcare demand means existing dollars can fund doctors, MRIs or cancer treatments for fewer sick people. Cost savings also include fewer premature deaths due to better air quality. The World Health Organization recommends expanding cycling and walking as a critical strategy to reduce air pollution and disease burden. Studies have also found a link between active transportation and increased life expectancy. There are two ways to solve our healthcare crisis. We can increase supply. This is overwhelmingly the method we currently favor, requiring more and more money. Or, we can reduce demand. Here's where simply riding a bike becomes a secret weapon. It is that easy. It's budget time for the North Shore 3 municipalities. Here's a look at their proposed capital spending on active transportation for 2023. Note: these numbers lump walking and cycling dollars together because it's difficult, impossible, to compile apples-to-apples cycling-only money. Population: $2,023 for active transportation. Annual active transportation dollar per person. West Vancouver: $45,000, $200,000, $4.45. District of North Vancouver: $89,000, $2,540,000, $28.50. City of North Vancouver: $62,000, $5,075,000, $82. Our healthcare system needs help. All tax dollars, whether federal, provincial or municipal, come from us. It's all our money. We can fund active transportation right now, or hold out for a miracle pill. I know where I want my tax dollars to go. Heather Drugg is a sustainable transportation advocate who has used her bike for transportation for more than 20 years. She's got an e-bike now, and maybe a jetpack next. Northshoremoves@gmail.com